I'm John Moore, and this is Going Public. And today we're speaking with two people who are involved with the Socktober donation event throughout the month of October. That is Matisse Vitos Vitolins with the organization Impact One More, and Dr. Kay Kaiser, who is a licensed minister, U.S. Army veteran, and founder and CEO of Kay's Carry-On, a foster care charitable organization offering dignity, hope, and respect to foster and adopted youth ages birth to 18 and those ages 19 through 24 by offering gently used rolling luggage filled with daily essential items. And both are here today to speak about their ongoing collection efforts. Here is our conversation. So can you tell me about a little bit behind what this event is all about and the goal of this upcoming event?
The goal is to make sure that children in our community have all their undergarments, as we have just left the season of summer and jumping into fall. So we just want to make sure that children have just all their undergarments, hats, scarves, underwear, blankets, gloves, socks, just meeting a need because the need is there. And I believe that because Matisse has a clothing closet, all of those things are going to go to his nonprofit organization, which is also a ministry.
Can you tell me more about your organization, Matisse?
Yes. So Impact One More was created 5 years ago here in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And our goal is to support those in need in the community. So we are a community-based and Christian-based organization that cares for those in need. So our goal is to support where the need is great, regardless whether you're needing food or it's clothing or personal hygiene. If you come to us, we will say yes if we can help. And so I want to thank Dr. Kay for partnering with us and allowing us being part of her Socktober fundraiser, because this year we are going to be starting with the new year coming, a clothing closet opening here, which will be in centralized location right downtown of Cape Girardeau. And so it's going to be open for everyone that needs that support. All these donations that we will receive through this fundraiser, we're just going to go directly towards this clothing closet. So I just want to encourage everybody to consider giving through this.
And is there a particular event, and either you, Dr. Kay, or Matisse, is there a particular event or something that you saw where you thought that there was a particular need above what's already being done that encouraged you to either start this or maybe kind of take this to the next level?
One of the reasons that this is really important to me is that I was born into the foster care system, and I just remember lacking clothing. Foster families, a lot of times they get a clothing voucher for the child two times a year, one like in May and another one in August, which means what does the child do in between that? Because there's four seasons, but you only get two clothing vouchers. So I take this personally because I grew up in that system. And of course, Socktober doesn't just focus on foster youth. It focuses on children here in our community. So I would say my personal experience is what really has catapulted me to do what I can to meet the need. I'm one of those individuals that when I see a need, I want to do something about it. I don't want to overlook it. I don't want to close my eyes. I want to meet the need, you know, the way that Christ did. When he saw a need, he met that need. And so I feel like since we're created in the image of him, then we need to be doing our part for the community.
And are there drop-off locations? I know that this is primarily in the Cape Girardeau area, but does it impact people that are outside of the Cape Girardeau region, or how does this program work?
Yes, we are going to meet the needs of individuals who may even be in another county. So we're going to have drop-off spots The Chamber of Commerce was the very first one, the Cape Girardeau Chamber of Commerce. They're the ones that said, yes, we'll put a box in the foyer when people come. You could either be a chamber member, non-chamber member. You can just walk in the hours that they're open, which I believe is like from 8 till 4 or 4:30. Mm-hmm. And then they can just put their donation in that box. And then we're also going to have, where's our other donation spots at?
Johnson Sinclair one of them.
John Sinclair Nissan.
So there's locations, and if someone wants to find out about particular donations and what your greatest need is, where can they go? Is there a website, a Facebook page?
We have it placed on Facebook. We also have it under Kay's Carry-On, and then my personal page, which is Kay Kaiser. And then Matisse, he also put it on his Impact One More, and then his personal page as well. And then people can always reach out to us, which I don't mind giving my telephone number because it's my phone number that's connected with Kay's Carry-On, and that is 936-240-8762, and they can just reach out to me, and I'll be able to help. And then Matisse, if he has... a way, if he wants to give out his information, he's welcome to do that.
Yes, so anybody that wants to reach out to Impact One More regarding this fundraiser, they can either visit our website, impactnumberonemore.org, or call 573-339-1811.
Okay, and is there a deadline, or is it more or less all the way through October that you're collecting items?
We're going to do it the entire month because I'm one of those individuals that I like to celebrate my birthday all month. So that's why we did it for it. I always have titled it Socktober, even though we need other items as well. And I actually want to take time to say thank you to Bourbon and Bitters, which is a restaurant on 805 Broadway in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And this was a beautiful find from that Matisse stepped into, and he spoke to them, and they're the ones who chose to give us the 1 to 2:30 p.m., and we're accepting donations at Bourbon and Bitters on October the 20th.
And then, of course, we're going to want to appreciate every donor that has been giving towards this fundraiser or any fundraisers that Impact One More or Kay's Carry-On has put up. And so we just want to appreciate the giving community out there and everyone that is part of making a difference in the community.
We've been speaking with Matisse Vitos-Vitolins, part of Impact One More, and Dr. Kay Kaiser with Kay's Carry-On. To learn more about Socktober and the collection event, you can visit our website at krcu.org and click on events. And for the full interview, subscribe to KRCU's Going Public, wherever you find your podcasts.